Hello, and welcome to Spotlight On, the podcast that brings together business leaders, entrepreneurs, and experts covering a range of topics. I'm Nicholas Barton, founder and CEO of the Barton Partnership. We're an award-winning executive recruitment and consulting solutions firm providing permanent search and independent consulting services across strategy, sustainability and M&A, data and analytics, and transformation and change.
Hello and welcome to today's episode of Spotlight On in conjunction with IBM. I'm Alex Dyke, a director in the EMEA Professional Services Practice at the Barton Partnership, and today I meet with Christine Roop. Christine has been the managing director of IBM for Germany, Austria, and Switzerland since January 2022. As general manager, she's responsible for the DACH region, has extensive experience in both leadership and transformation, and has held numerous leadership positions over 20 countries across Europe, Asia, and North America. Christine joined IBM from Deloitte in November 2021, and at Deloitte, she was a member of the ExCo since 2017. More recently, she was responsible for strategy analytics, emergence, and acquisitions. Previously, Christine has worked for various consulting firms in various leadership roles, including PwC, Strategy And, and Booz & Co., as well as being a certified executive coach. Christine graduated in business administration from the European School of Business in Reutlingen and Reims. Well, Christine, thank you for joining me today on this discussion of female leadership in the era of AI. If it's all right with you, we'll begin with our first question. With 86% of European business leaders either actively deploying generative AI or planning to do so within the next year, the growing prominence of AI in European business is clear. This widespread adoption of AI signifies a pivotal moment for female business leaders to step forward, learn from each other, and exchange best practices for embracing and leveraging AI within organizations. Christine, as general manager for Germany, Switzerland, and Austria, how do you view the role of female leadership in transforming the AI landscape? What initial steps do IBM take, and what's been your personal experience?
Yeah, Alex, first of all, a great question to start with. Let me share a couple of stats on the importance of female leadership. We as an IBM team, we have published very recently quite an interesting survey that highlighted a couple of stats. So first of all, 73% of our EMEA business leaders firmly believe that an increased female leadership in the sector is highly important to mitigate gender bias in AI, right? So 73%, that's a big number. At the same time, we found out that only 33% of the businesses here in EMEA have a female leader in charge of making decisions on their respective AI strategy, right? This is quite a significant gap if you just compare those two numbers. And obviously, I mean, we definitely do see a lack of talent and skills, and we do need female leaders. We do need all the talent, in essence, to really step up to help closing this gap. This is not only an ethical obligation, but I think it's an absolutely strategic necessity. I mean, just looking at the things that we're doing as an IBM team, we pay a lot of attention on everything that is centered around upskilling, about making sure that people have the technical understanding and the technical education they need. I mean, we have a couple of, say, Tech for Women events across EMEA. We do have a whole series of web-based trainings that everything has to go through to really drive proficiency. Or, I mean, just in my market, we concluded a Gen AI rally where we were running literally physical events across all of our metro locations in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria. I think the last one was just concluding yesterday in Munich. We had more than 180 people showing up. And I think this is just small bits and pieces to help complement on this talent gap. And as I said, bringing women in, bringing senior female leaders into this environment is hugely important. It's absolutely critical.
Absolutely. My second question is geared around research. And given IBM's research on the confidence gap, where only 46% of female leaders report strong confidence in their AI leadership capabilities versus 61% of their male counterparts, how do you think we can best empower women to assume leadership roles in the workplace?
This all starts, that's my personal experience, with role modeling. having somebody where you feel this is a person I can look up to, I mean, helps a lot to close this confidence gap, right? Another thing is allyship. Others simply standing up, speaking up, saying, I'm an ally for this or that woman is incredibly important. And mentoring, maybe a third dimension. I must say personally, I was actually grateful when I'm talking to my juniors, when I'm talking to my mentees. I said I personally throughout my career came up with a rule of five. Each and every 5 years, I added an additional mentor. So throughout my career now, I'm really grateful having five of them. Only most of them, to be really honest, are sitting in the meantime outside of IBM. They're other clients or partners. Some of them just have retired. So I think having a strong mentor is absolutely critical. It adds various perspectives. It adds simply various experiences. It also adds various personalities. And I don't know whether he hears me, but I'll call him out. His name was Helmut. Helmut was one of the mentors that took me under his wings. Another one is called Klaus. So Klaus, in case you hear me somewhere out there, there are people out there that take a bet on you, that firmly believe in you. And I think each and every one of us can and should go and do that. And then really, I mean, the tone from the top. Starting with a proper tone from the top, I think Alex is absolutely instrumental. But there's, I believe, another thing. You made that point on the confidence gap, and rightfully so. There is a big gap between female leaders and male leaders. But what we found out also in one of our recent surveys, there is also quite a big difference in relation to different countries. So, for instance, in Italy, only 26% of female leaders feel that they are strongly confident in relation to their AI capabilities, their AI proficiency. Whereas in KSA or UAE, this number is at 67%. But also, you know, in the UK or France, both men and women felt much less confident in their leadership abilities compared to some of the other markets. So I think this is not only a men and women thing. Very often there are so many other factors coming together, such as regional factors.
So moving forward then, as we all know, ethical concerns are seen as the barrier to the fast implementation of AI next to skills, talent, and diversity. Christine, what's your view on this?
So look, first of all, we as IBM, we are very, very clear about our principles in relation to trust and transparency. I would even go that far, Alex, saying that this is the foundation for everything we do, right? Because AI is big. AI is moving so rapidly. But this foundation of trust and transparency is absolutely critical to success for everything we do, especially as we as IBM, we see ourselves being very, very active in the space of AI for business. We even have an AI ethics board, right, with representatives from across our company, and they're very proficient in AI technologies and they approve our AI. So, I mean, really thinking that through, in my view, is utterly important. And then obviously there is several principles that come to my mind. The purpose of AI is to augment human intelligence, right? Data and insights belong to their creator, to the people, the organizations, the companies who really brought those data to bear. And last one, each and every new technology, including AI, has to be transparent and explainable. And I think this also obviously relates quite clearly to the new EU AI Act, where those type of things are becoming more and more important. We at IBM, we developed five pillars to guide in a responsible manner the adoption of AI. And those dimensions are explainability, fairness, robustness, transparency, and privacy. This sounds easy. It is not. But I think if we get that right collectively, as a team, as an organization, as a society, I think we can really, really benefit from the capabilities and the huge opportunities that AI brings along.
I think getting it right really is the key takeaway for all things related to AI. Looking into our crystal balls then for the future, Christine, how do you see AI evolving over the next decade? And what do you think is going to help speed up the adoption of AI?
Well, to begin with, Alex, if I may, because I had this discussion the other day with a number of my clients. In my view, AI, and especially generative AI, I believe seriously is bigger than the iPhone moment. It's probably bigger than the mobile phone, the internet, maybe even the industrial revolution at the time. And I think none of us have really fully embraced which kind of opportunity AI will bring along. So having said that, I think there are a couple of things that are absolutely critical to really harvest and embrace those opportunities. Number one, my and our firm belief as an IBM team is AI will be hybrid, right? It's a complex world. It's not only one technology. It'll be a hybrid set of things coming together in a very open manner. Second, openness. We firmly believe ultimately a great ecosystem of players, of partner will play a pivotal role in being successful. And third, and this is a pace we have discussed a bit earlier already, transparency. The things, the decisions that we have taken or that executives are taking need to be traceable. They need to be transparent. They need to be trustworthy. So making sure that everything you do with the help of AI is traceable, transparent, trustworthy will be, in my view, one of the key make or break points to bring all the capabilities to bear. And I think it's huge. I mean, the opportunities out there are absolutely fantastic.
Well, thank you very much, Christine. I think that probably brings us to a natural close. But I just wanted to say on behalf of all of us, thank you very, very much for your contribution today. It was really lovely to talk to you. And I wish you and all of your IBM colleagues, both in DAC and globally, a very successful, happy and healthy 2024. Thanks ever so much.
Alex, many, many thanks for taking the time. Was great. And looking forward to our next conversation. Wish you good luck.
Bye-bye.